Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Well, the entertainment world lost another legend. Joan Rivers passed away the other day, and I've been watching a lot of television and seeing various interviews with her, and there was one clip that they showed, I think it was from her reality show, where she was talking with her daughter, Melissa, and she was talking about, if I die today, I can't complain because I lived a full life. I was able to do this my whole life, and wasn't I fortunate? You know, which was, pretty eerie and sad to see now that she's gone. But it did give me the spark to ask today's question. Are you living a full life? And what does that mean? Not to sound morbid or anything, but if something were to happen, if today was your last day, could you say that you have lived a full life? And what does a full life mean to you? So that is the opening question. My offsite producer, Donovan West, will be joining us via the telephone to help me discuss this topic today. But I'm going to start off with asking you, are you living a full life? What does a full life mean to you? So give me a call, 215-263-1039, 215-263-1039. As usual, we're going to start off the morning with a moment of inspiration.
Everybody stand up on your feet and make some noise for one of the most phenomenal female groups of our time, Jackie, Dorinda, Karen, Twinkie, the Clark Sisters!
Yeah.
Yes, we are living a blessed life for sure, but are you living a full life? Do you even know what that means? What does that mean to you to live a full life? And are you living that? That's what we're discussing this morning. So give us a call, 215-263-1039. This is Praise in the City. I'm Tiffany Bacon, thanking you again for checking us out on this Saturday morning. We have my offsite producer, Donovan West, joining me via the telephone. Hey, Donovan, good morning.
Good morning, Tiffany. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for checking us out. Before I get to you, I do want to bring in our first caller because we do have someone who is up early in the morning ready to answer this question. Are you living a full life? We have Nate joining us on line two. Nate, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Mama. So are you living a full life?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Go ahead.
I feel as though at the age of 36, if I were to leave this earth today or tomorrow, I feel that I lived a full life.
Okay, now what does that mean to you? What does that mean to live a full life?
To me, being happy, going to church, tithing, worshiping your higher power, and not letting your trials and tribulations get the best of you.
That's awesome. Okay, Mama. Well, thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate that. And thank you so much for checking out the program. Continue to listen, please.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Again, our phone number is 215-263-1039. If you'd like to be a part of our discussion today about living a full life. Hey, Donovan. So that's what we're talking about. Let me give you space to answer the question yourself. What does it mean to live a full life, and are you living it?
Wow, that's a deep question, Tiff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deep question. What is it to live a full life? I mean, I think a full life is pretty much like a full plate to some extent, mm-hmm. where it's a good situation where you got all the healthy, you know, and major food groups represented, and you have, you know, you have everything on there that is not going to pretty much, you know, put you in a bad place in terms of, you know, high blood pressure, this, that, and the other. So one thing I would think that, you know, is a part of having a full life is making sure that you reduce the amount of clutter in your life.
Amen.
You know, the things that are toxic to your life. So having a full life to me is about having some level of balance, but with all those things that are in your life, they all contribute to a healthy life, a life that actually allows you to enjoy it. We all know that the stresses of life exist and you can't eliminate those, but what you can do is you can reduce them, and you could also assist with your perspective about the things that are happening in your life. So having a full life to me is about achieving some balance. What does that mean? It means that in a professional world, you know, that I'm contributing and that I'm also receiving, that I feel that I'm contributing towards, you know, society overall, as well as, you know, I'm fulfilling some of my passions for what is it that I like to do in terms of the professional scene. In a personal life, it means being able to, you know, to contribute to the life of my child, to the lives of my family, and also being able to, you know, from a personal perspective, being able to, you know, always be in a spirit of continuous improvement. So I'm learning, I'm getting better every day, that type of thing. Of course, through, you know, reflection and all that deep stuff, but I'm not going to go there.
It's Praise, honey. You can go there.
Okay, well,
it's first thing in the morning. Why not go there? Reflection is a great time.
Well,
first thing in the morning.
Reflection is actually very important. Introspection, being able to you know, review the week that's gone by and be able to say, hey, what moves did I make that were right? What moves do I need to work on in terms of how I handle things? And you know, what are the other disciplines that I need to follow that I didn't follow, whether it is reading my Bible, or whether it is, you know, meditation, whether it is, you know, saying I love you to certain people in my life, and appreciating them, or even at the workplace in terms of dealing with certain attitudes and behaviors and checking myself at the door. So, you know, the bottom line is having a full life is about that checkup, that assessment, looking at what's on your plate, and then making sure that you have that diversity in terms of the things that are in your life, so that in your professional, your personal, your spiritual life, you have things going on that, you know, that are in the positive, and the things that aren't positive, that you're at least working on it.
Yeah. I love that. That sounds all the way amazing. And as you were listing those things, I was thinking how much of that I agree with, like all of that I agree with, and I would be able to put that onto my own life. Only I don't have a child, so I can't add that. But definitely saying I love you to the people who are special and really, really matter in my life. The other thing I want to add to that is having the guts to follow your dream. And that's something that has been a point of discussion with a variety of people I've been around in the last couple of weeks. That whole idea of balancing what I'm supposed to do and what I am purposed to do can be a big struggle depending on where you are in your life and what other outside stressors or factors can potentially interfere with that. So also, you know, that whole I don't want to be X years old and look back over my life and say I regret not having attempted this, that, and such. I used to want to fill in the blank. You know, I made it a point as a young person, like in my teens, I said, I don't want to have that story. I don't want to say I used to dream of being this and then never tried it because it was, you know, better to take the practical route and, quote unquote, get a good job with some benefits.
You're right. I mean,
not saying that's not important, but yeah,
right.
You know.
No, you're right. Hindsight will beat you up.
Yeah.
It will beat you up every time. Because it's just so, well, you know, you could have stopped. We all know that. It's kind of like that couch coach, you know, the one that's looking at the game and saying, well, I would have, but you're not in that same exact situation.
Exactly.
Who knows what decisions you would have made. But you touch on a very good point. And that's the reason why it is good to have some level of reflection or to pray on the power of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to really discern between, you know, what are your, you know, your passions, mm-hmm. your purpose, and then, you know, again, what is
what's
actually
practical.
Meant for you or what you should do, you know, that kind
okay.
of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to be able to, you know, look at it and say, you know what, here's what my purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's necessary, you know, for me to do. And then this is what I need to do. And make sure that you, as Steve Harvey said, you jump. You know,
mm-hmm.
I like that in terms of when you do get to that point where you say, you know what, this is what I'm doing, but here's what I believe is my purpose in life, and it's going to involve some level of sacrifice and belief that I just go ahead and make the jump so that I don't look back years later
mm-hmm.
and say, you know what, I wish I had, because you'll beat yourself up. You've now convicted yourself, right, and giving yourself a life term of regret, and we don't want that for
mm-mm.
ourselves, do we?
Not at all. Not at all. And I definitely don't want it for you, my listening audience, because you know what? This show is nothing without you. That's why I always invite you to call in and express your opinion. So my question is, are you living a full life? And what does that mean? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. We have Habiba calling in on line 3 from Drexel Hill. Habiba, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. How you doing?
I'm good. Good morning, Dynamite also. I think I want to say, I can honestly say now at 40, I am living a fulfilled life.
Awesome.
I think that part of it is really being able, like Dynamite said, to be really self-reflective
mm-hmm.
about who you are and the hurts and the pains and all those things that you brought along to your journey
mm-hmm.
that got you to this point. Acknowledging, I think, the purpose and the plan that God had for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, taking that, what I know I'm purposed for, who I'm here to serve, and do that. And then, like I said, if you can't do it now, develop a plan to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think another part of being fulfilled life is being present. I think we spend so much time either looking forward to a place that we think we're going, the destination, or reflecting on the steps that we've missed behind us, but actually just being present at this moment. I only have, you know, this day will only be this day, and I only have the 24 hours. So for me, being present in the lives of my children,
mm-hmm.
being present in the relationships that I have and those that I love, being present in the work that I do and the ministry that I serve on, just being present. So I think it's a kind of a combination, but it's never an ending thing. I think as soon as you get to one place in fulfillment, it's always a jump board for another.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's kind of all of those things and appreciating the fact that I'm here. Like right now, today is a good day. I don't know
yeah.
about tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. Yesterday is done. You know, I may have missed the mark, but right now I have an opportunity to make it better and be better. So for me, it took a long time to get here, but I can honestly say now at 40, I'm living a fulfilled life.
Amen. And that's a blessed and beautiful thing, Mama. Continue Thank on. You. Thank you so much, Habiba, and you have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right now. Bye-bye. Let's go to Lenore calling in from Philadelphia on line two. Lenore, good morning. You're live on the air. Hey, Lenore, are you there?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lenore. All right. Well, are you living a full life, and what does that mean to you?
Well, at this point, I'm going to say no. I am striving to live a full life.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some, you know, real trials and tribulation in life at my own hand, you know. But coming to, you know, to a better place in life, it pushes me to want to live a full, productive, happy, just life-filled life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, right now at this point, you know, this question this morning, it really, really touched my spirit because I said, wow, am I really living a full life?
Mm.
You know, it doesn't take to have a lot of money and a lot of things. Right. And it's like it's about my spirit and how my spirit comes forth
Amen.
In the world today.
Amen.
So I'm striving to live a full life. And from this day forward, I'm going to take every step possible to get to that full life because I don't want to leave here without having lived a full life. Mm. First of all, knowing that I am a child of God and I'm living in the overflow of Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? I'm really glad that our question touched you today, which is one of the reasons why I asked it. Because when I heard Joan Rivers say that to her daughter, and it was just 2 years, I think that clip that I saw on television was just 2 years ago that she said that. And, you know, she lived to be 81, which was, you know, a blessing. A lot of people don't get to see 81, but she lived to see 81. And she said that, and it really made me think, wow, are we really, how many of us are really living a full life? And do we have to wait till we're 81 to say that? Like, can we say that at 21? Can we say that at 51, 41? Can we say that at 11? You know, can we say we're living a full life and, like, live it every day and not have to wait until we're much, much older to complete that phrase? So I hope that inspires you to go ahead and do that thing, Mama.
Yes, thank you so very much, and have a wonderful and blessed day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you.
All right now. So, Donovan, before we get back to the other calls, because I know we have some other calls in the queue, and if you're not in the queue, feel free to give us a call at 215-263-1039. My question to you, my listening audience, is, are you living a full life? And what does that mean to you? 215-263-1039. Listening to what our previous callers were saying, how does that strike you? You know, when I first told you, Donovan, the question, how did that sit with you?
I mean, I think that sometimes we, in terms of how we define a full life, sometimes what we tend to do is look at the outcome and consider that then living the full life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a challenge for many of us in terms of perspective, because at the end of the day, it's really the journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not having gotten to the destination that really includes you in that pocket of people that are living this full life. So you are living a full life if you're in pursuit of your dreams, or if you are in pursuit of, you know, balancing in life. You know, you are living the full life. You're in the process of, you're under construction.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore being engaged in that activity, that mindset, that perspective, that change of spirit, to go in that direction now puts you on the path to achieving some of the outcomes, you know, that come along with living the full life.
Mm-hmm.
But you are actually at that point living the full life.
Yeah, and I think it's really important also if we shift our perspective to living for the outcomes and change it to living for the journey. You know, because sometimes we skip over that whole journey, like, oh, I can't wait till this is over. I can't wait till this is over. And then 5 minutes from now, a whole lot of things will be over. Like, you know, all these years will be over because you're living for, I can't wait till this is over. So if we can set it up that we can enjoy the journey of it too, then that helps us in the living of the full life. You know, if it's something that's
be more correct. I mean,
you know,
just the other day, I actually, you know, I went to Canada road trip with my brother and my daughter and my nephew, and we were en route to Canada road trip. course, which is natural for children to do that. Mm-hmm. And we just kept saying, stop, pause, look around, look mm-hmm. at this beautiful scenery. You know, we stopped at Niagara Falls. We did a bunch of things, and it was a great time. And that's the way I think we need to live our lives. We mm-hmm. need to be able to say, you know, yes, it is tough right now if you're studying to get this certain degree or certification. Mm-hmm. If you're at a job, but, you know, in reality, you want to start your business on the side, and, you know, you're struggling, you're doing this or that, you're working both. But please enjoy that moment and understand that this is part of the story when you do get there in terms mm-hmm. of, you know, what you had to do to get there. And remember this point and not necessarily look over it, because at some point you need to go back to that time, to that journey, to remind yourself of just what it will continue to take to get to that, you know, to stay at the level or to get past that level once you get there.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I think it's like if we look at a cloudy day, just know it's a cloudy day. Just because it's cloudy, it doesn't mean it's nighttime.
That's right.
There's still light. Amen. All right, so let's take your calls. We're looking forward to hearing from you. We're talking about living a full life. My question to you, my listening audience, is, are you living a full life? And what does that mean to you? 215-263-1039. Let's go to Faye calling in from Philadelphia on line 5. Faye, good morning. You're
Hi,
live on the air.
How you doing?
Breathing on schedule. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Awesome.
I'm listening to what y'all say, but I'm saying to myself, so who can determine what is a full life? Can we put a measure on our lives so we can say it's full?
Oh, wait, hold on, Faye. Faye.
Is it up to God?
Faye, hold on one second, Mama. Your phone is breaking up terribly bad. Are you moving around?
Yes, I'm in my car.
Okay. If you can, try to get to like a space where you're kind of sitting still, because we're losing many of your words.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, your phone is breaking up. So just dial back what your last couple of sentences were. Just, you know, revisit those last couple of sentences, because we missed that. So you
I'll call back, because right now I'm on Lincoln Drive.
Oh, okay. All right. I want to hear your comments, so make sure you call us back, okay?
Will do.
All right, Mama.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go to Felicia. Felicia is calling in from Philadelphia on line 2. Felicia, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. So, yes, I'm 28.
Okay.
And just listening to other comments, I don't remember the other young lady's name, but... Mm-hmm. With me, I am living a fulfilled life, and mm-hmm. I've learned to start living that fulfilled life, because I used to be one of the ones like, all right, God, come on, when is it coming?
Yeah,
you know,
all
right, I'm waiting, and not enjoying the process to that place that he's taking me. And all along, I'm in that place,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
just on a bus yesterday, just going to work, and I was just thinking, like, God, like, How did I get here today?
Yeah.
I am, like, I'm a Christian poet, so I'm being asked at many different churches in Philly, Delaware, different places, and I'm thinking, when did I get there?
Mm.
I've been complaining and just being so anxious with God, like, all right, when are you going to do it? And he's been doing it.
Right.
So what I've learned to do is the 24 hours that I've been giving daily, and I thank God for it, to just seize the moment, because like the other young lady said, yesterday is gone, tomorrow's not promised.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't take advantage of these 24 hours, I'm missing out on the blessing that God
Amen.
Provides us every day. So yes, I'm honestly living that fulfilled life.
That's awesome. And listen, I'm telling you, life will throw you curveballs. So remember that you said that. Even email that to yourself. There's I got to find that website. I'll look for it and then I'll say it on the air. There's a website you can go to where you can actually send yourself a future email. So if you think you might ever need this encouragement in the future, you can just type this message that you just mentioned on the radio to yourself and like set it for a year from now or 2 years from now. And then one day you'll just get that message in your inbox to remind yourself that you're living a full life, in case you're ever on your journey and you stop living full. You can remind yourself in the future of that same thing. So I'll look for that website and I'll say it on the radio as soon as I get that.
please. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Felicia, for your comments, and thanks for listening this morning.
All right. Bye-bye. You
too. All right now. Hey, Donovan, stay on the line. We're actually going to take a brief pause, but listen, I still want to hear from you. If you're listening to the program, you're feeling inspired, you're feeling blessed, you're thinking, hey, am I living a full life? What does that mean to me? Give us a call. Let's work through this thing together. We'd love to hear your story, your testimony, and we'd love to even hear it if you're not quite sure if you're living a full life or if you're not sure what it means to. Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Stay with us. Praise in the City continues after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Hey, 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 welcome back. We're in the second half of today's edition of Praise in the City, and I thank you so much for listening. You know what? It really warms my heart. We have Donovan West, my offsite producer, on the phone joining us this morning. It really warms my heart to hear people say that this question touched them. It is really my mission, my purpose, my hope, and my prayer that whatever it is that we have on this program will really touch you in a way that makes you think, that makes you even act on what you think in terms of, this is a positive motivation in my life. Yes, let me get on this. So this is great. I'm glad we're talking about this morning. Let's stay encouraged. Donovan, are you there?
Oh, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. Okay, there we go.
I was waiting for the question.
Okay, yeah, there we go. So Donovan, has there ever been a point in your life where you were not living a full life? And if so, what was or wasn't happening?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there was a time when I definitely was, you know, I got into my reflection mode and was like, it just looks like my life is two-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it can be one of those situations where you're just working or you get into this, what I call a task-oriented life.
Mm.
That's when you get into the routine of just maintaining things. You got your little checklist. Did I do this? Did I do that? So, like, the whole time you're looking down at the list and you're not even looking up at what's around you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can definitely, you know, understand what it is to not live that. And often, you know, I fall in and out of it in terms of living that full life only because I'm always challenging myself. Mm-hmm. I'm always sitting there thinking about, well, what am I not doing or what else could I be doing? What are the things that I'm doing that I don't need to be doing? You know, is this the proper use of my time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it's important as one of the things that you do keep on your checklist to question yourself, question things around you to keep it fresh. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's very easy to fall into certain routines,
mm-hmm.
fall into what we call, you know, that complacent life,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you're comfortable or you're at that plateau, you're doing okay. Some people kind of use the excuse of, you know, just stabilizing things or whatever, but at the end of the day, you should still stay in that place, that space. Not necessarily where you're just totally not satisfied, but that you check in, you know, the same way that you would, you know, check your car.
Mm-hmm.
It may be running all the time, but it's still good to once in a while, you know, just get it checked out,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the reason why we got those inspection stickers to say that even if you don't have any issues that you know of,
mm-hmm.
maybe why don't you get it checked out anyway?
So right.
I think we should do that with our lives also, is just check yourself out. And
mm-hmm.
for myself, when I was in that space, or should I end up in that space where I'm sitting there thinking, well, am I living a full life? And I come to the conclusion that I'm not. I want to be able to start thinking about, well, first, what is missing?
Mm.
And then what steps, not just thinking about it, but what steps do I need to take to acquire that and to pull that into my life in terms of a regular basis? Because you don't want to stay in that space of just analysis.
Right.
One of my mentors
A killer.
You know, analysis can cause paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want that. You it's okay to test, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, stick your toe in the pool. The water's fine. You know, you got to jump in at some point.
And you know what's so funny? This whole summer I was taking an acting class with the Meisner Tech Neek, and Stanford Meisner was, you know, a man who like developed a specific technique for acting. And that is the other thing that I do when I'm not here. One of the couple other things that I do when I'm not here. And in this class, one of the phrases that kept that was constantly repeated by our teacher was go before you're ready. And that basically means you can stand in the same spot trying to get ready and miss your cue, miss your time, miss your moment. Go before you're ready, because once you just go, you'll figure it out. But you can stand there for a lifetime trying to get ready and never actually do the thing. So that, you know, that's become my mantra now for the remainder of this year and probably next and on till forever. Go before you're ready, you know, and trust that you're ready. If you've done the work, if you've done the research, if you have faith, I mean, that isn't that the nature of faith?
That's right.
You just gonna trust that God's got you, that everything is gonna be all right. Just go ahead and jump off the mountain. Go before you're ready. So that's part of living a full life as well, not being afraid to go before you're ready. So let's take a couple of calls. Again, we are opening the phone lines to you with the question, are you living a full life? And what does that mean to you? 215-263-1039. Let's go to Chris calling in from Westchester, PA. Chris, good morning. You're live on the air.
How you doing? Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent today.
Awesome. So are you living a full life, Chris?
Well, I'm going to say I'm not actually living a full life like I want to live a full life. I'm young. It's like the younger generation. I'm 21 years old. Like, I'm a young guy. And as far as my spiritual life, I'm a singer. I play the drums and everything. But it's like I'm trying to stay prayed up, trying to stay focused, you know. But it's like a lot of trials and tribulations come up. Then I get discouraged and I just, like, sometimes give up. And I think by me doing that throughout my life stopped me from living a full life. So moving forward, I just know I have to, you know, stay prayed up and, you know, stay faithful to my ministry and, you know, gotta bless me, I guess. But it's really hard out here, you know, to live a fulfilled life when you got, you know, a lot of things going on around you.
And you know what? And I totally hear and understand that. And sometimes, well, first, not sometimes, there's always going to be stuff going on around you that you cannot control.
Absolutely.
Always. Let's look at weather, for example. You might plan a banging picnic.
Yep.
And that bad boy starts to rain.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, there's nothing you can do about that. Now, either you can be crabby all day, or you can just pack the food up, take it inside, and have your indoor picnic.
That's true.
So you have to kind of look at things like, oh, well, it's raining, so the picnic is going to be inside. And you can create, you know, a nice picnic atmosphere right indoors. And I've done that before, actually. I planned a picnic, and that bad boy rained out. But instead of ruining the day, hey, just take all the food inside, and you still had a ball, and it's raining cats and dogs outside, and it's okay. So sometimes you have to approach life that way. Like, oh, okay. Somebody threw me lemons when I was looking for mangoes. I'll make lemonade instead of mango juice. And that's really, like, you have to have that attitude. And you can't use I guess when you say God will bless me, I guess. That's where that faith is. Like, God will bless me, period. Let me do what I need to do. And then put a period at the end of things instead of ellipses. So ellipses are those three dots. Don't put an ellipses at the end of your statement. Put a period. I'm going to be blessed, period. I'm going to live a full life, period. And that's it. There is no room for anything else. And life can rage crazy around you, and you can still have that peace in the center of it. Amen?
Amen.
All right. You live that full life, young man. You go ahead and do that.
Thank you so much.
All right. Before I let you go, Donovan, did you want to add anything?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's a couple of things that you said that are extremely key. Number one, you continue with your plan. You just change your location.
Mm-hmm.
Changed my location. That's awesome.
As a young man, I totally understand. I've been there and you got certain people around you, certain attitudes, behaviors that are just consistent and are inconsistent with what you feel and what you know you need to do and how you need to be to get to where you need to be.
Amen.
And so what you need to do is surround yourself with those that are also on their way. So
Christians, rather, because I got a lot of friends that's not,
That's all right.
That's in the Christian world.
That's it. You got to let them know, hey, no love lost. It's just where I'm going, you're not going. So, you know, I'll check. I'll come back once in a while, check on you. And, you know what I mean? And hopefully the life that you're living, right, your full life that you're living, they'll say, ooh, I want some of that. Well, here's how you can get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, don't stand there talking to them too long. You can check in with them on your pit stop, because we all do pit stops. It's okay, right? You got in your races, you got your stages when you're on a, you know, when you're on a bike race, on a track, on a racetrack, you got your pit stops, right?
Mm-hmm.
On your marathons, you got your stages where you're pacing yourself, and once in a while you might take a breath and all that stuff. Check in with them. Hey, how's life treating you? Cool, that's what's up. I'm still on my way.
Amen.
And that's what you need to do. You need to just surround yourself with other people that are also on their way. And and that's the difference. It may be lonely at times, and that's understood, by the way. Why? Because those that are successful, those that are going against the grain, they are few.
Mm-hmm.
And so being of, you know, a few and not of multitude, right, there are going to be times where you may feel lonely. You may feel like you're that other kid at the table with the less popular kids. But it's okay, because you know, and you're going based off of conviction, as opposed to those that are just aimlessly and mindlessly just following with the tide. So don't worry about that, and take comfort in that.
Amen. You didn't know you were going to get blessed this morning, did you?
No, I did not. I just listened to you at my job, and I decided to call.
Amen.
And I was just like, wow, that's an awesome question to ask in my living. As far as my spiritual life, I know I need to surround myself with better and, you know, more people like myself in order to actually make it through this journey.
Amen.
And I need God to make it through anything. So, I mean, thank y'all for the advice, and I appreciate y'all so much.
No problem. Thank you for taking the time to call in.
All right.
All right, Chris. Have a blessed day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Darnell calling in from Delaware. Darnell, good morning. You're live
good
on the
morning,
air.
Good morning, Tiffany. How are you today?
Breathing on schedule. How you doing?
I'm fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, I just want to comment on the question, am I living a full life? I would say, yes, I am living a full life. I'm 22, and I just believe in doing, you know, what your heart desires, not waiting for someone to give you the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You should go ahead and create the opportunity for yourself. And, of course, keeping God first and keeping the faith. And we got to realize if it doesn't work out, you know, just keep trying again until it does work out, and know that it will eventually work out if you keep the faith.
Mm-hmm. That is the truth. Just like we were telling Chris a few moments ago, you definitely got to keep that faith.
Amen.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear another young person calling in. You're saying you're living a full life. That's amazing. And I'll say to you the same thing I said. Oh, and I'm supposed to be looking up that website, so I'm going to do that while I'm talking to you. yeah, if you ever get to a space in your life, and it could very well happen, things happen, and you forget how to live a full life. If you ever get to that place, just send yourself a reminder of what this feeling is right now. I promised I was, and then I forgot. So I'm doing it right now. I'm going to look up that website where you can send yourself a future email, and that is a way to bless yourself in the future, because you never know how you might feel a year from now. So just remind yourself, yes, I'm living a full life, and detail in your email what it is that makes your life full. So if you're not doing that a year from now, you can pick it right back up.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you.
All right. You have a blessed day.
You too.
All right. I think we have another call. No, we don't have another call. Okay. So Donovan, final thoughts, because I know we're getting close to the end. Final thoughts for anybody who is listening, who is questioning whether or not they're living a full life and what that even means.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just as a little cap up, you know, for someone, take assessment, you know, take inventory of your life, you know, and have that tough conversation. What are the things you're doing that are good, that are contributing? What are the things that are distractors?
and make a list of different things that you'd like to do. You know, it's variety. You know, do different things. Try different things out, you know, in terms of experiences and realities. Also, make sure that you surround yourself around good people, people that can contribute, people that you may consider as being individuals that are living a full life, and interact with them often. Talk with them, you know, identify a potential mentor or peer that's also in their on their way, you know, on their travel to a full life or is living a full life, someone that you can interact with and also be able to get some energy from in those dark times, because we all have them. Stay prayed up. Stay, you know, pray often. Pray for discernment. Make sure that the route that you're taking is one that is on purpose and of purpose, and not necessarily just for some kind of, you know, material gain or for some, you know, a shot in, you know, in your ego, but something that actually is based off of your purpose in life, and that's something that we all struggle with, and should always maintain a discipline to pray for it and to think about and reflect on it. And at the end of the day, you know, monitor your progress. You know, you got to be able to say, take a look, whether it's a month later, 2 months later, or whatever, and say, you know, how am I doing based off of what I initially talked about and what I've experienced or what I've actually executed. And that's what I would say in terms of just a roundabout short. Yeah. That's kind of a long answer.
it was a nice way to recap that. I would just like to add to that, it's also important to have a good support system, a good social support system. Identify and interact with those really true friends. If your family is close, interact with them. It's easy to separate and disengage when you're going through a rough time, when you feel like you're by yourself, when you are going through things you're too ashamed to share with anybody. And that, too, is a trick of the devil to make you isolate yourself, disconnect. It will keep you in a negative space. It's good to have some alone time, but when you're too alone for too long, other things can happen that are not positive, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually. So it's good to re-engage, continuously engage with those people you know have your best interest at heart. So right now, I'm going to give you guys an assignment, like we're in school, but hey, it's a good thing. So I found that website. It's called futureme.org. All common spelling, no fancy spelling. futureme.org. That is a place you can go to and send yourself an email and date it for the future. You can send it to yourself in the future. So if you go to that website and write yourself a little letter about whether you are or are not living a full life. If you are, detail the things that are making your life full and write yourself a, "Dear me, I will continue to live a full life by doing the following," and list those things out. Or if you're not living a full life, say, "Dear me, by this date, I will be living a full life because I will be," and list those things. So that's what, that way, whatever date you set for that email to come into your inbox a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 6 months from now, you will get a message, because you may have forgotten. Hopefully you will have forgotten that you sent this to yourself, and it will just appear in your inbox, and it will be a nice reminder to you about where you can be, should be, or should remain. All right, so I'm going to leave you with that. Donovan, thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the show this morning. I appreciate you.
You know, it's always my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Also, much love going to my in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Stick around. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Bye.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.